Gentlemen, for yielding. I want to thank our distinguished ranking member of the Finance and Services Committee for all his work he's done this week. A lot of us have lost a lot of sleep. A lot of us have looked at this situation. When Secretary Paulson came to us about a week ago, he gave us a three-page bill that said, give me a blank checkbook and put $700 billion in it. I was offended at that time. And so what happened since then? We added 107 pages of taxpayer protection to that bill. We understand the gravity of this situation, and we worked with our colleagues on the other side to make this bill a better bill. We made sure that there's upside for the taxpayers so that when this happens, when profits come to these companies, we get their stock warrants, so the first person in line to get those profits is the American taxpayer so they can get their money back. We made sure that there's an insurance program that makes sure that Wall Street shares in the cost of this recovery plan. And we also made sure that the executives of these companies that made these bad bets don't profit from this rescue recovery plan. We cut the initial cost in half of this bill. Congress will have to approve the second half of this next year. Why do we do all of this? Because this Wall Street crisis is quickly becoming a Main Street crisis. It's quickly becoming a banking crisis. What does that mean? Why does that matter to us? Why does that matter to Janesville, Wisconsin? If it goes the way it could go, that means credit shuts down. Businesses can't get money to pay their payroll, to pay their employees. Students can't get student loans for next semester. People can't get car loans. Seniors may not have access to their savings. Are we standing at the edge of this abyss?